So we were out for fan appreciation night for the Richmond Flying Squirrels on Saturday.
We were.
And hanging out and stuff. I had to leave a little bit early before the end of the game. Apparently, as I left, that was when you were getting ready to sing on top of the dugout for Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Yeah, it was one of the fan experiences we did. Like, someone got to throw the first pitch. Someone was up in the announcer booth. And mine was where I went down on the dugout to sing during the seventh inning stretch, Take Me Out to the Ball Game, with one of our fans, with Nutsy, Natasha, and some of their employees.
Right.
And it went fine.
No,
I don't care what anyone says.
Not what happened, because my Twitter was blowing up with people going, oh my God, why did you let Jack do this? He totally butchered the entire song. You didn't know the words? Is that what kind of happens?
I knew most of the words.
Like, it was pretty bad. Well, see, I'm not sure. Normally, I would believe you and take your word, except for Parney, who's the head of the Flying Squirrels, is now calling us to give some clarification. What's up?
What's up, girl?
What's up? You survived the weekend of craziness with all the squirrels.
Yeah, we lived through it. It was a good weekend. We had a good homestand. Except for one thing. One of our very close friends, who seemingly knows sports, forgot the words to Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
All right, here's the thing. I was a little nervous. I'm not going to lie. We were up in the dugout in front of thousands of people, and I'd had a few beers. Not many, just a few. And that it happens. And luckily, I had people next to me, like Nutsy and some of my friends, to help pick up where I forgot the words.
You forgot the words to Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Unbelievable.
The kids sing along with. They all know the words.
Hey, I once called a person from another country the words to the song in 90 seconds before they sang it on the field. So for the fact that Jack forgetting it is, in my book, almost unforgivable as a close
friend. It's unpatriotic
is
what it is.
I'm not going to lie. I'm embarrassed. You know, I'm not proud of myself.
Mm-hmm.
But these things happen, and I'm going to practice. And
I think you should have to do a redo now.
I'm not doing a redo now.
Are you doing it right now?
It is early in the morning.
Nope.
It's Monday.
You're the one that messed it up at the Flying Squirrels game.
Still kind of hungover from the weekend, and I really don't want to sing right now.
I think you need to do
it. There's going to be Squirrels kids, fans of the Squirrels kids, that are going to be scarred for life because Jack from 103.7 didn't know the words of the song.
Come on, Jack. Let's do it.
No,
come on.
Not doing it now. Not taking anyone out to the ball game right now.
I think you should have to do it and prove that you know the words.
Come on, let's go.
Not happening.
Come on, it's for the children.
Take me out to the ball park. We're going to have some hot dogs and crowds.
Oh, no.
Buy me some beers and some Apple Jacks.
How do you not know the words to Take Me Out to the Ball
Game?
We'll
go to the ballpark. We'll never get back. Root for the baseball teams.
Jack.
I think I got it. They're probably going to have me sing it every game now.
I don't know about that. Hi, 103.7 Play.
Hi. We were just listening to y'all on the radio, and my son has something to say to Jack.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, great.
You crazy Jack.
He said, even I know, Take Me Out to the Ball
I
game.
Know. I've sung it a million times, and I guess I was nervous.
Jack had performance anxiety, and actually I've heard that's not the first time.
It happens to every guy.
Mornings with Melissa and Jack. 103.7 Play.